1 week after the deadly terrorist attack at Bondi, state and federal governments are hard at work on gun reforms and on a review into intelligence and law enforcement agencies. But last night, victims, residents and thousands of supporters gathered at Bondi to remember the 15 lives lost. 14-year-old Chaya Dadon shared a message of hope while recounting the moment she shielded two children with her body during the attack.
Those children, I felt so connected to them the whole time. And we don't, that's the thing about the Jewish people. Like, I saw those kids and they were mine. They were my kids. And I knew whatever I was going to do, I was going to do it for them.
14-year-old survivor Chaya Dadon speaking at the Bondi vigil last night. Allegra Spender was amongst the crowd. She's the independent federal MP for the area. Welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks so much for having me, Barbara.
You were there, as you have been all week. What was the mood like last night?
Look, it was one of the most moving events I've ever been to, I think, in my life and probably will. And I think there were some beautiful moments of unity and singing Waltzing Matilda in honour of Matilda, the youngest victim, singing We Are Australian, which was really beautiful, and some really beautiful moments of unity. But there was also enormous grief and anger there as well.
And we saw some of that. Well, the Prime Minister copped some of it. Here's the response that he got.
The Prime Minister of Australia, Anthony Albanese. Excuse me.
What do you make of that response? It was followed by, from some members there, a standing ovation, certainly cheers for the New South Wales Premier, Chris Minns.
So I think there's enormous, you know, there are all big emotions at the moment in the community, and anger is absolutely one of them. And I think really the question now is there's a real sense that not enough has been done. The Jewish community has been frustrated for years. I think that some of their warnings and concerns haven't been taken seriously enough. It's certainly been a massive focus for me, but there's still, you know, enormous concern that not enough has been done and that more needs to be done now. And I think that's really where we need to move, is to say, what do we need to protect and keep safe the Jewish community, but also to make sure that Australia lives up to its values, that we don't care about your religion, we don't care about your ethnicity, we don't care about your sexuality. You will be safe here. You are welcome here.
Do you also take responsibility, say that you could have done more? I know that you have also faced some antagonistic members of the community while you've been down there.
Look, we've all failed, I think, the Jewish community. And I also looked at what I've done. I've thought long and hard over the last week and thought, you know, how could I have done more? You know, I'm very proud of the work I have done in terms of things like pushing for the establishment of an anti-Semitism envoy, for standing up, for instance, particularly for university students, Jewish university students. You know, but I do think hard about, you know, what could I have done? I've been pushing hate speech laws. I think, how could I have pushed those hate speech laws harder? You know, could I have found a way to get those laws in to the parliament earlier this year when I put them forward and both the government and opposition rejected it? Now, I don't know that anything that I individually would have done could have changed what happened last week, but I think it is up to all of us to look really hard and say, what can we do now? Because this really matters to the Australian Jewish community, but it matters to the country. We have to, I think, live up to those Australian values.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking with Allegra Spender, the Federal Independent Member for Wentworth. The Prime Minister has announced a review into intelligence and law enforcement agencies. Do you welcome that?
I welcome a review, but frankly, this is not good enough. We need a federal and state collective Royal Commission or that sort of inquiry to get to the heart of what happened last week and what we can learn from it. We have 15 Australians who have died. We owe to them and to the Jewish community who were targeted simply because of their religion. We owe it to them to leave no stone unturned to understand what happened and what collectively can we do to give us the best chance that this can never happen again. So I think the government, looking at intelligence, it's not good enough. We need a national royal commission that looks at all levels of government.
Would you go as far as the former Treasurer Josh Frydenberg and say that the review is wholly inadequate?
I think it is inadequate. That's what I've said publicly, because I think that the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet looking at itself in relation to this in a narrow scope, and honestly, in terms of the terming, it says the government will examine whether federal law enforcement intelligence agencies have the right powers, etc., to keep people safe in the future. It's like, well, people weren't safe in the past. We must look at the past honestly. If we look at the past honestly, then we have a chance of moving forward. But we can't just say, oh, let's look to the future. We actually have to look at the past as well.
Tougher legislation on hate speech is on the cards. You, as you've said, have been calling for that for some time. How do we walk the line between clamping down on hate speech and ensuring that free speech is not impacted, ensuring that people, if they want to, are still able, for example, to exercise criticism of the Netanyahu government?
You can absolutely criticise a government, but we can, and I believe we must in this country draw bright lines between discussion and robust discussion and hate. And if people are literally trying to spread hate between different parts of our community, I think we need to draw a line on this. We've had these sorts of laws in WA for the last 20 years. They are perfectly able in WA to express their concerns about, you know, foreign governments. That's absolutely fine. But we have those laws, we have the precedents, and we should have these in place now. Because when you have hate preachers out there preaching against the Jewish community, but you have, for instance, neo-Nazis preaching against part of the LGBTQ community, we're not, it doesn't work. We are an incredibly successful, multicultural country, but we do need to have lines about how people drive hate between our communities, because we know that hate leads to violence.
The Premier, Chris Minns, New South Wales Premier, has drawn a line between a pro-Palestinian protest on the Sydney Harbour Bridge and what happened on Sunday. Do you make that connection?
I think that there has been enormous disruption in this community at the moment. There has been enormous anti-Semitism in the community, and I know many people were afraid. And when I look at the Harbour Bridge protests, you know, we had images of the Iranian leader there. The Iranian government has, you know, did terrorist attacks on our soils. So I think we really do need to take a step back and say, how do we as a country come back together again? It is one of the reasons why I'm also advocating for a minister for social cohesion in this country, because I think we need one point person in the cabinet whose focus is on how do we keep our really beautiful multicultural country together, because we should be able to criticise governments, we should be able to hold others accountable, but we need to do this in a way that doesn't drive fear and hatred to other parts of our community, like the Jewish community has been suffering for the last 2 years.
Allegra Spender, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.